bored. Boredom and burnout are signs of trying to live somebody else's value systems. Nobody has to get me up to go speak. Nobody has to say, John, look, it's time to get up. You got to get up, man. Come on, you got to get up, man. You got to talk. Nobody has to get me up to read about the laws of the universe. I had one of the Rothschilds ask me to do some consulting for him. I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years. And one of the gentlemen there has a son who's 19 years old. And he contacted me and he says, John, you need to fix my son. And I said, what's the deal here? He says, he's blowing it in school. He's not focused. He's getting stoned. He's just not focused. And I want him to be, a master of economics and business and finance and all this stuff. And, as part of the family, and, he's just screwing up. He's got learning problems or something. I don't know what it is. But see if you can do something to fix it. So I sit down with this guy. He's 19 years old. And I said, all right, so I got a question for you. I introduced myself. I gained some rapport with him. Started asking about his values. And by the way, when you're selling, there's about 7 or 8 steps you don't want to forget. And I'll come back to them if you want. But, you got to greet and introduce yourself. You got to gain rapport. You got to establish some need or void. You got to confirm that. You got to offer a value. You got to close with that. You got to service them. And then you get your referral, right? It's kind of a sequence. So I went in there and I asked him, I introduced myself. I gained some rapport with him. And that rapport was, where are you going to school? Oh, I remember I went to school at 19 at this place. And we gained some rapport. And I said, so what's the most important thing in your life right now? He smiled and he says, a piece, chicks. Pardon my using those language, but it wasn't peace, like a peace movement, but it was another thing. But it's chicks, girls, okay? I'm just using his language. I wouldn't use that language normally. So anyway, he was focused on chicks. So I said, so what's the other things that are important in your life? He says, chicks. And I mean, he's got raging hormones. He's 19 years old. What's he going to be interested in? So anyway, what I did is I made a list of all his courses he was taking. And I made his highest value, which was chicks. And I asked him some questions. Because you've heard attention deficit, right? Do you know that everybody here has attention deficit and also attention surplus order? They have attention deficit disorder and have attention surplus order. Attention deficit disorder means things that are lower on your values, and attention surplus is things higher on your values. The kid that's labeled attention deficit can go and sit in front of a video game for 9 hours nonstop until he memorizes everything, has a photographic memory of everything on the video game. So they don't have attention deficit, they have a highly concentrated value system. And the more concentrated the value system, the more vulnerable they are to manic depression. Because if something's going in their favor, they're manic, and if something goes against them, they're depressed. And if more diversified value system, the more stable they are. Bipolar disorder and Prozac is being sold because people are ignorant about that. And there's a law governing that, and it's reproducible law, and if you follow it and understand it, you can transform people's lives this way. So what I did with this person, he had a highly concentrated value system. He was attention deficit in school, not focused on school. It was low on his value list. What was high on his value list was chicks. He had posters of chicks. He had everything, chicks. Okay, so I asked him some things. What do you think women like? And he goes, yeah, I guess that's true. I said, so what are you doing, if you want chicks, what are you doing to maximize your wealth and your intelligence right now? He goes, my father kind of helps me financially. So he's getting pissed off, and he's at a point where he doesn't want to pay you anymore because you're not producing for him in his value system. He goes, yeah, because if I get cut off, I'm screwed. And he said, is that what you're wanting? He says, no, the different kind of being screwed. So what do I do? And I said, well, what class is you taking? And there's two types of women. One woman will absolutely love to see you intelligent, and they'll admire you for being intelligent, being smart. The other will admire you for being humble and heartful and ask them to help you study. They're the rescuers, right, and the people that are the admirers, I call them. And so if you go up to a woman, if a guy came up to you and said, and they were the smartest kid in the class, and they were good looking, you'd probably admire them. But if they also came up to you and said, look, you're the smartest girl in the class, could I ask you for some help? And they were very sincere. So I explained to him that the woman's value system would be turned on by those two mechanisms. And I said, so if you study, you got one half of the girls. And if you're humble and you know how to ask him for help, you get the other. And if you're humble and you're asking for help, then you get to be studying and get the other chicks. You win-win. And he goes, my therapist didn't teach me this. How come?